Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries Season 2, Episode 6.
Salut à tous! Et non, je ne suis pas Marc, je suis Pierre Benoît, mais je pense que Marc ne doit pas être trop loin.
Je ne suis pas trop loin, je suis là. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. We're delighted to be back with another episode of our travel diaries. Now, this is a series in which we are following the adventures of Charlotte, Lucas and Théo as they travel through various parts of the north of France, the northwest of France. Last time they were visiting the Normandy landing beaches, and today they're going to be taking an architectural and cultural tour around the town of Caen. If this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break French that you've ever listened to, first of all, you're very welcome. Please do know that there are hundreds of episodes that come before this one. You can go back and start learning French from the absolute beginning. Just scroll back in the podcast list and you'll find the very first episodes. But this season is for intermediate learners and we are working through our travel diaries together. Pierre Benoît, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
Ben moi, très bien, ça va très bien. Là, tu vois, je regarde par la fenêtre et je vois un petit bout de ciel bleu et ça me fait plaisir, quoi.
Oui, on a eu, quoi, 4 jours de pluie et de neige cette semaine. Donc, oui, c'est bien d'avoir le ciel bleu.
Ouais. Ça nous donne un peu de répit.
That is nice. Literally, répit is respite, so it gives us a little bit of respite, but it probably means more a little break. Gives us a break. Yeah.
Gives us a break from the snow and the rain.
It makes a change. Okay, let's get on with our text. As ever, we'll listen to the full text and then talk about the language in the text afterwards.
Lucas est fou d'architecture ancienne et Théo et moi sommes très inspirés par les églises et les cathédrales. Alors quoi de mieux qu'une visite de l'abbaye Saint-Étienne dans la douce lumière du matin? Plus communément appelée abbaye aux hommes, elle a été fondée par Guillaume le Conquérant il y a presque 1000 ans. J'ai pris beaucoup de plaisir à marcher parmi les grandes colonnes blanches qui soutiennent cette structure impressionnante. On a pu voir l'hôtel de ville de l'intérieur et s'approcher du tombeau de Guillaume le Conquérant. Après cette visite plutôt sérieuse, on s'est laissé du temps libre pour flâner dans les rues du centre-ville. Lucas a acheté une confiture de pommes, du cidre et du caramel. En effet, la Normandie est une région qui produit beaucoup de pommes. Le soleil a brillé toute la journée. On s'est donc fait plaisir en s'asseyant en terrasse pour déguster quelques spécialités normandes. On a chacun pris un verre de cidre pour accompagner une petite assiette de camembert et ensuite une tarte aux pommes à la crème fraîche en dessert. Après cette surdose de pommes, nous voilà en chemin vers le Mont Saint-Michel. Nous y arriverons dans 2 heures à la tombée de la nuit et nous allons dormir à nouveau dans une chambre d'hôte, dans un environnement plus rural. Cela va nous faire le plus grand bien.
Très intéressant. Un peu de culture.
Oh oui, enfin pas seulement de la culture, Marc, on parle aussi de nourriture, le cidre, qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore
Le camembert.
Le camembert, une petite tarte aux pommes. Moi, ça me met l'eau à la bouche.
Oui, moi aussi. Let's go back through and we'll try not to get too hungry as we read this chapter. Once more, okay, go for it, Pierre Benoît.
Lucas est fou d'architecture ancienne.
So Luca is mad about ancient architecture, about old architecture.
Et Théo et moi sommes très inspirés par les églises et les cathédrales.
And Théo and me, we are very inspired, très inspirés par les églises et les cathédrales, by churches and cathedrals.
Très bien. Should it be Théo and I then?
Of course, yes. So Théo and I... It sounds much better in English because we are very inspired. Theo and I are very inspired by the churches and the cathedrals.
Alors, quoi de mieux qu'une visite de l'abbaye Saint-Étienne dans la douce lumière du matin?
Okay, so this is nice. Alors, quoi de mieux? What better qu'une visite de l'abbaye Saint-Étienne than a visit to the Saint-Étienne, the St. Stephen's Abbey, dans la douce lumière du matin. Charlotte's very, very descriptive in her writing. Dans la douce lumière du matin.
Poetic.
In the sweet light of morning, the gentle light of morning.
Plus communément appelée abbaye aux hommes, elle a été fondée par Guillaume le Conquérant il y a presque 1000 ans.
Okay, so plus communément appelée abbaye aux hommes. So more commonly?
Yeah.
Called the Abbey aux hommes, so the Abbey of Men or something like that. I'm not actually sure what this is called in English. We'll need to find this out. Elle a été fondée par Guillaume le Conquérant. So elle, referring to l'abbaye, she was founded literally, but we're talking about the abbey. So it was founded by William the Conqueror, Guillaume le Conquérant, il y a presque 1000 ans. A thousand years ago. Il y a presque, almost a thousand years ago.
Yeah, we're seeing again that il y a expression we saw in the previous episode.
Très bien.
And another thing, plus communément, appelé, would it be like best known or best called or something like that?
Maybe better known, better known as.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just checking, the Abbaye aux hommes, it's called the Men's Abbey in English because it contrasts with the Abbey aux Dames, which is also there. It's a Benedictine monastery. Okay, let's continue on.
J'ai pris beaucoup de plaisir à marcher parmi les grandes colonnes blanches qui soutiennent cette structure impressionnante.
Okay, so j'ai pris beaucoup de plaisir. Prendre du plaisir à faire quelque chose is a fantastic expression. It means literally to take pleasure in doing something. And we can translate it a number of ways. I really enjoyed walking in this case, or I took great pleasure in walking. Parmi les grandes colonnes blanches, among the huge white columns, qui soutiennent cette structure impressionnante. So which support this impressive structure.
Yeah, soutien, Mark, comes from the infinitive soutenir, and it conjugates just like venir.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So venir, tenir, devenir, retenir, all of these words have the same pattern in conjugation. So je soutiens, tu soutiens, il soutient, elle soutient, nous soutenons, vous soutenez, ils soutiennent, elles soutiennent here. And we're talking about les grandes colonnes blanches qui soutiennent cette structure impressionnante.
On a pu voir l'hôtel de ville de l'intérieur et s'approcher du tombeau de Guillaume le Conquérant.
Okay, so we're now talking about the town hall, and you might be a little confused here, but the town hall is actually linked. It's in the building that is part of the former abbey.
Yeah, this abbey, Mark, I mean, if you look at it, if you get a picture of it, it's absolutely huge. Okay, and the thing is that back in the 19th century, what was the convent? Okay, became in the 60s, 1960, a town hall.
Yep. Okay, and in that town hall, it's possible to visit the tomb of William the Conqueror. So this is exactly what Charlotte and her friends did. On a pu voir l'hôtel de ville de l'intérieur. We were able to see the interior of the hôtel de ville, the town hall. Et s'approcher du tombeau de Guillaume le Conquérant, and approach, literally, the tomb of William the Conqueror. Get right up to, come close to the tomb of William the Conqueror. Can we talk about s'approcher de for a moment?
Yeah, je m'approche de toi pour que tu entendes mieux.
So I'm getting closer to you so that you hear better. It's important to remember, it's s'approcher de. And we need to keep the de in there. So in this case, Charlotte and friends were able to s'approcher du tombeau. We need to remember the de, and in a sense, because we don't have a de or any kind of preposition in English, you just approach someone. But in French, you approach yourself of someone. On s'approche de quelqu'un.
Yeah, I think it's the way you could not forget or remember to use de would be if you go back to the what it's made of. It's made of proche, okay? And you always say proche de quelqu'un, proche de quelque chose. So then the word de is always there.
Très bien. Okay, excellent. Let's continue on with the text.
Après cette visite plutôt sérieuse, on s'est laissé du temps libre pour flâner dans les rues du centre-ville.
My favorite activity, wandering, flâner. It just means to have a wander, to look around. Après cette visite plutôt sérieuse, after this rather serious visit, on s'est laissé du temps libre. We left ourselves some free time pour flâner dans les rues du centre-ville. In order to wander dans les rues, in the streets of the center of town.
Lucas a acheté une confiture de pommes, du cidre et du caramel.
That's interesting, Pierre-Benoît. That's the first time I think I've ever heard you say acheter.
Ben oui, mais parce que là, je voulais que tout le monde entende, d'accord? Donc, je me suis approché du micro.
It's absolutely acceptable to say acheter, but it's very often run together, acheter.
Très bien, ouais. Alors, I'm going to read it again and I'm going to link it together. You ready? Lucas a acheté une confiture de pommes, du cidre et du caramel.
Très bien. So Lucas bought. I'm not getting on to you by saying that, of course. I'm just using it as a learning opportunity. So Lucas bought some apples, some cider and some caramel.
En effet, la Normandie est une région qui produit beaucoup de pommes.
So in fact, en effet, la Normandie est une région qui produit beaucoup de pommes. Normandy is a region which produces lots of apples. Pierre-Benoît, is there a difference between en effet and en fait?
Yes, there is a difference, Mark, and it's quite tricky actually. And maybe we should use some examples to make it clearer.
Yeah, so first of all, both of these words, en effet and en fait, can translate the English expression in fact. However, they're both used in a slightly different way. I'm going to give you an example. Let's see. Le café préféré de Pierre-Benoît et le café de la Poste à Sainte-Marie.
Okay, right. So, and I would say, en effet, j'y vais tous les matins.
So, en effet, yeah, in fact, I go there every morning. En effet, in fact, or indeed, I go there every morning. So it's like, oui, en effet, j'y vais tous les matins.
Yeah, and you use en effet because you go along with what has been said before.
Exactly.
Okay, you just give more explanation if you want, but it's along the same kind of the same understanding that this is happening. This is fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the yes, in fact, and then you give an explanation of what's gone before, just as Pierre-Benoît said there. Let's think of another example here, but this time it's going to be a little bit different. I'll say another statement here. La plage préférée de Pierre-Benoît est la plage de la Nouvelle-Villard à Pornic.
Ah, en fait, non, Marc. C'est la plage des Sablons. Et ça me choque que tu fasses cette erreur, mon cher Marc.
So, I know for a fact that Pierre-Benoît's favorite beach is not La Nouvelle Yara in Pornic, it's actually Les Sablons. So, what he's saying is, in fact, no. So he's disagreeing in this situation. He's basically saying, in reality, effectively, in fact, contrary to what you've said, it's La Plage des Sablons. So both can mean in fact, but they're a positive and a negative, or an agreement or a disagreement. En effet is the positive, and en fait is the negative.
Yeah, well done, because this is really tricky. That's good, very good. And I'm glad that we mentioned La Nouvelle Yara and Les Sablons and Le Café de la Poste. Merci.
De rien. Okay, we'll pause there because I think we both need a coffee after that. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour tout le monde. We were just having a little chat in the break there, and Pierre-Benoît mentioned one other expression that's very similar, or it sounds very similar, but it means something different. Pierre-Benoît, what was that?
It was not. It's not en fait, it's au fait.
Yep, and it means something different. What? When do you use au fait?
Au fait, okay. By the way.
It's just a little bit of extra information. For example, you could have said, in fact, I go there every morning. Oh, by the way, they have some lovely fresh croissants this morning.
En effet, j'y vais tous les matins. Au fait, Marc, est-ce que tu as déjà goûté leurs croissants? Parce qu'ils sont délicieux.
Oui, je dois admettre que oui, je les ai goûtés. Okay, let's continue with our text now.
Le soleil a brillé toute la journée.
So the sun shone the whole day long.
On s'est donc fait plaisir en s'asseyant en terrasse pour déguster quelques spécialités normandes.
Se faire plaisir. That's interesting. We've already seen prendre du plaisir à faire quelque chose, but this one's different.
Oui, or avoir du plaisir à faire quelque chose. But here it's se faire plaisir en faisant quelque chose.
So it's a different expression, it means something different, and it also uses a different form of the verb. So se faire plaisir is to do oneself pleasure by doing something. So
to treat yourself, yeah.
Exactly. So we treated ourselves On s'est donc fait plaisir en s'asseyant en terrasse. So the terrasse, literally the terrace, but it's the outside area where you eat. So en s'asseyant en terrasse, we had a sit down outside pour déguster quelques spécialités normandes. To taste, to sample, to enjoy some Norman specialties.
Yeah, some Norman dishes, okay.
Delicacies or something like that. And Norman, coming from Normandy, so Normand in French, and then the plural, the feminine form, Normande.
Yeah, you would say the D, okay? But if it's in a masculine form, you do not say the D. Normand, Normande.
Très bien.
On a chacun pris un verre de cidre pour accompagner une petite assiette de camembert et ensuite une tarte aux pommes à la crème fraîche. En dessert.
Très bien, ça a l'air délicieux.
Ah, ça me donne envie de manger, là.
Ouais. On a chacun pris un verre de cidre. We each took a glass of cider pour accompagner une petite assiette de camembert, to accompany a little plate of camembert cheese, et ensuite une tarte aux pommes à la crème fraîche en dessert. And afterwards, an apple tart with crème fraîche for pudding, for dessert.
Yeah, this is quite interesting because I thought, how can you have une tarte aux pommes à la crème fraîche? I would have said une tarte aux pommes avec de la crème fraîche. You just add a wee bit of crème fraîche on top of it. No. If you look at the recipe, one of the main ingredients is actually crème fraîche. It's got to be in it. So it's à la crème fraîche.
Très bien.
Voilà. Il ne faut pas en manger trop, hein, bien sûr.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's continue on and find out what else they got up to.
Après cette surdose de pommes, nous voilà en chemin vers le Mont Saint-Michel.
So we get the idea that Charlotte is actually writing her diary as they're en route now to the Mont Saint-Michel, the famous mountain, as it were. It's a hilly island, as it were. Well, it's a partly an island. Sometimes it's an island and sometimes it's not, of course. And this is off the northwest coast of France. So she mentions une surdose, an overdose.
The pomme, yeah, because they've had cidre and they've had apples. Because yeah. Cidre is made of apples, so.
After this overdose of apples, here we are en route to the Mont Saint-Michel.
Nous y arriverons dans 2 heures, à la tombée de la nuit, et nous allons dormir à nouveau dans une chambre d'hôte.
Okay, we will arrive there in 2 hours. Nous y arriverons, nice future tense there, dans 2 heures, in 2 hours, à la tombée de la nuit, so at nightfall. Et nous allons dormir à nouveau. And we're going to sleep again dans une chambre d'hôte, in a guest house. And then it goes on to say...
Dans un environnement plus rural.
It's a tricky word, rural. In fact, there are a number of words in this episode, this chapter, where we really get a good chance to practice our R sound. So, rural, try it.
Rural.
So, in a more rural environment.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're mentioning pronunciation, Mark, I think earlier we said nous y arriverons, okay? Like earlier we had acheter, that becomes acheter when you just speak very, what kind of a everyday French. But here, I think you would also hear nous y arriverons.
Oui, nous y arriverons. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just run it all together. Arriveront, and another good opportunity to practice R's there as well.
Cela va nous faire le plus grand bien.
Okay, so literally the sentence would mean that is going to do to us the biggest good, as it were. It's going to do us a whole lot of good to be in a rural, quiet environment in comparison to their previous experiences within the city or the towns. Très bien. Okay, let us now go back through the text once more. We'll listen to it again and see what you understand this time.
Lucas est fou d'architecture ancienne et Théo et moi sommes très inspirés par les églises et les cathédrales. Alors quoi de mieux qu'une visite de l'abbaye Saint-Étienne dans la douce lumière du matin? Plus communément appelée abbaye aux hommes, elle a été fondée par Guillaume le Conquérant il y a presque 1000 ans. J'ai pris beaucoup de plaisir à marcher parmi les grandes colonnes blanches qui soutiennent cette structure impressionnante. On a pu voir l'hôtel de ville de l'intérieur et s'approcher du tombeau de Guillaume le Conquérant. Après cette visite plutôt sérieuse, on s'est laissé du temps libre pour flâner dans les rues du centre-ville. Lucas a acheté une confiture de pommes, du cidre et du caramel. En effet, la Normandie est une région qui produit beaucoup de pommes. Le soleil a brillé toute la journée. On s'est donc fait plaisir en s'asseyant en terrasse pour déguster quelques spécialités normandes. On a chacun pris un verre de cidre pour accompagner une petite assiette de camembert et ensuite une tarte aux pommes à la crème fraîche en dessert. Après cette surdose de pommes, nous voilà en chemin vers le Mont Saint-Michel. Nous y arriverons dans 2 heures, à la tombée de la nuit, et nous allons dormir à nouveau dans une chambre d'hôte, dans un environnement plus rural. Cela va nous faire le plus grand bien.
Et voilà. Okay, that is it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. As ever, you can check out the full course of this episode, and indeed the whole course, at the Coffee Break Academy. And that includes lesson notes, where we provide further information, further details and explanations about the language used, and also a video version of each lesson where you can practice your pronunciation as you read along with Charlotte. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And each week, we're posting photos on our Instagram account of the beautiful places visited by Charlotte and her friends. So make sure you check that out. And please let us know if you visited these destinations. Search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Ça y est, c'est tout pour cet épisode. Pierre-Benoît, la prochaine fois, nous irons, enfin, nous serons au Mont Saint-Michel.
Oh, superbe. Ok, j'ai déjà visité, c'est fantastique. Mais là, je vais y aller parce que cet épisode m'a mis en appétit. Donc, je vais aller manger un bout.
Alors, je te souhaite bon appétit et à la prochaine.
De même, au revoir.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.